I sound now? I sound okay?
Would you ask Pop that question?
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Athletic NBA Show, Monday through on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Okay, here we go.
And it's another edition of Hoops Adjacent on the Athletic NBA Show. David Aldridge here in D.C. Wait. Are you back from SAC, Marcus?
Yeah. I drove last night.
Oh, that's yeah, right.
That's the beauty of the series. So I got to dip after the game.
Right.
We're back at the crib.
So them dudes, they didn't spend a night in SAC, right? They go back.
No, they did. They did.
Stayed. Okay,
they stayed over there. Back.
Okay, I got you.
Come on, D.A. SAC ain't big enough for Marcus Thompson.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, not to just stay overnight.
Nah, he's too big for that.
I stayed overnight, but you know the series shifts now. I'm out.
Hyatt can't hold him, BT.
No,
Hyatt can't hold him.
I stayed the first two nights. That's enough. I did my duty.
Okay.
I contributed to the economy.
To the NorCal economy. All right. Our man Brad Turner, BT, from the LA Times. Covering them Lakers I was shocked by game one. Shocked. Man,
I wasn't.
Come on, man.
Mark,
come on, you were
really.
Come on, you weren't shocked by Rui dropping 29 on them Jacks.
I didn't think it would be Rui, but I think they got a lot of issues.
You weren't surprised by seeing my boy Austin Reeves go like, I am him.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Austin Reeves is dropping battle rap lines.
Yeah.
That part surprised me. That he's now about to go on URL. But I'm not surprised that he was balling, though.
Damn.
My
boy was talking major Yang, BT. Damn.
Right? Like, come on. And then he gets into the press conference and like, well, what did I say? You know what you said. Stop it, Austin. I know.
Somebody called him Hillbilly Kobe in the restaurant.
Right.
I was like, yo.
Hillbilly Kobe. I saw that. That's funny. That is funny. BT, man, I'm not saying I wrote the Lakers off because I'm on record as saying going into that series, the fact that Steven Adams was out and the fact that
Clark
was out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That really hurts Memphis. Really hurts them, you know? And now Ja's hurt. Like, he's going to play, but he's hurt, you know? Like, so to me, I thought it was an even series. I did not expect that from your boys.
You know, I'm like you, D.A. When it began, I gave the slight edge to Memphis because they had home court and because the Lakers had no clue how to stop Ja.
Yeah.
And no one does.
Right.
I mean,
there
was a game here during the regular season where I think Josh scored 28 in the third quarter.
Right.
Did everything he wanted. So I kept thinking, he won't do that, but he'll have his way at times.
Yeah.
In this case, AD came out dominating the backboards, and then LeBron was doing his thing, but Rui Hachimura.
Rui.
Man. I mean, he dunked on the defensive player of the year, Marcus.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he sure did.
And then start talking trash like the brother in him did. Like, right. What? Just talk a little trash.
Rui took that accent to trash. You cannot guard me.
You know, sir, I just thought that I kept thinking the Lakers have to split here.
Yeah.
And so now I'm thinking, if they win game two with Ja being injured, do we come back to Memphis?
Well,
listen, man, the problem with Memphis, every time, if you got a third scorer, they are horrible, period, bottom line.
Right.
You put Jaren Jackson on one, like in the best universe, you put Dylan Brooks on the other.
Right.
Who's the third guy guard? Who they guard? Last year, game one, Jordan Poole dropped 32 on them.
The
Lakers' whole entire cast is third scorers. That's all they got.
Right. That's true. That's
like,
true.
It's gonna be Dennis next game, or it's gonna be right. Like,
right.
What they do, it's gonna be D'Lo one game, right?
Right.
They don't
that's
have
true.
That.
That's
third.
True.
They don't.
D'Lo can get 25. That's true.
No, we can. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
They gotta spend so much. Dylan Brooks already talking trash to LeBron, which was ridiculous, right? Like, I'll worry about LeBron. Yeah, okay. Right, and then Jaren Jackson got his hands full with AD, so it's like, all
Yeah.
Desmond Bane, you better D up. Like, you know, they just don't have those other guys to lock you up without Steven Adams in the middle. Like, exactly. They're in trouble.
I think they're in trouble too. Speaking of trouble, I know you'll have to dip in a minute. So what's gonna happen to your boy Draymond, man?
Man, ain't nothing happening to Draymond.
Come on, man. He stopped, man.
He got a flagrant two. He got ejected.
He was like Edward Norton.
he stopped the brother, man. He stopped the dude.
He did.
If Sabonis was completely innocent, he might get suspended. But
you kind of grab your ankle, you kick him. Him off you, like, man, get off me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he does that, right? If he just like, yo, shake him and get off of him, no flagrant two, no ejection.
Right.
Like, he got punished. He got the punishment,
all right?
If he didn't get ejected, I'd go with it. And if Sabonis wasn't guilty, then I'd go with it. But it worked out how it should have worked out. Draymond got ejected. They lost. Yeah. And Sabonis got a tech. Like,
all right.
Why are we so soft, by the way? Like, what happened?
Man, you can't Aminu Timberlake, my man. Like, he
did. No, actually, you can. But
he latered him.
He got kicked out the game. Like, and that was,
man, hold on, Parker. You talking about soft? I saw Kurt Rambis before the Laker game one against Memphis, and I always say, Kurt, I love seeing you get knocked on your ass in the Boston series by Kevin McHale. And you, let me get up. And they kept playing, Marcus.
This is the greatest foul in playoff history.
Here's the part that bothers me. Sabonis did what he did right on the court. Draymond hyped him up after the game. He's like, oh, it's just basketball. The part that really makes me think y'all, they soft. Oh, my lungs have collapsed. Oh, I don't know. MRI. Like, man.
I can't breathe.
We didn't see Karl Malone or Dennis Rodman in a post game talk about, I don't know, we'll see if I'm okay. Like, man, suck it up. Man,
but you know what? We saw when Karl Malone opened up Isaiah, we saw Isaiah almost choke his assistant coach. He was so mad.
Right.
He couldn't square off against the mailman, so he grabbed Brendan Malone around the throat and started choking him. Oh, man. So, dude, your boy's in trouble, ain't they? Your boy's in trouble, ain't they?
I do think they are in trouble. Like, the one thing they had going was the Kings were rookies to this. Yeah. But they just are not flappable. I mean, they terrible from three.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of defensive mistakes. They've turned the ball over, and somehow just don't break them. Like,
what's happened to Poole? What's happened to Poole?
I think Poole is hurt. Like, he's clearly his ankle is compromised. But this is who Poole is. Like, some games he's going to be terrible. He might go out and drop 30 the next game. Like, that's life with Jordan Poole, right? That's how it goes. They're probably, to me, the bigger question is, what's up with Clay? Yeah. What's up with Steph? How they going to get Steph going? Mike Brown is like, yo, Steph is not beating us, period.
Right.
So that means somebody else got to beat you.
Somebody else has to beat you.
Yeah, they need a big game from Clay. They're like, yo, Wiggins cannot leave the court, yo. Wiggins ain't played 2 months, and he's playing 40 minutes.
Like,
yo, I know your lungs is on fire, but we need you out here. And you be like, where's Dante DiVincenzo? Where is it? Like, he's giving them nothing in the series. The Kings, man, they just, if they're going to be this unflappable, like, if they're going to be able to respond like that. I mean, it's been a couple times where they just completely outplayed the Warriors. And the next, you know, a couple threes, boom, 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 BT, game tied. Every time you're like, all right, here go the Warriors. Right. They got them. Yeah. Yeah. And the Kings is like, yeah, nah, B, nah, we got something for you.
We ready.
So your boy Malik Monk, who your Lakers couldn't re-sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I will tell you this. When Malik played for the Lakers last year, I'll admit, I had no clue how good he was. You know why? Who watches Charlotte basketball? I mean, let's be real. And Monk,
not I even watched Charlotte. Charlotte.
So then it gets to the Lakers. I'm like, oh, Malik got some game.
Man, they can't stay in front of him, Marcus. They can't stay in front of him.
They can't. I mean, that's been an issue all year. They can't stay in front of them. That's why Wiggins got to play and GP2's got to play. They're only dudes who keep guys in front of them. You know who's actually good defensively? He's getting cooked, Dante. Dante can't sit in front of these dudes either. It's like
Dante.
Dante. There was one play, BT, at the top. This is where you know they toast. Where you know how you got your assignments, right? But then, like, transition happens, you got to match up. And Dante is at the top with De'Aaron Fox with the ball at the top. He's turning around like, hey, come on. He's like, hey.
Where's my help? Where y'all at?
Where y'all at? I'm like, ooh, that's not Wick, a good look.
And Wick can't guard everybody. Shit, you know what I mean? Like, he can't guard everybody. You know what I mean?
Wick's the only one. That's the problem. See, the Kings, man, I know there was questions about whether this offense will work because they were, like, clearly a great offense. But, I mean, if you shut down Fox, Monk is gone. Yeah. Shut down Fox and Monk. They finally held them in check. They had like 70-something last game.
Right.
Then Sabonis gets going. You start stopping Sabonis in the clutches. HB and Davion Mitchell.
HB dunking on fools last night.
Yeah, like, they just, ooh, why you dunk on Clay like that?
Dunked on him. And then he barked at him, too.
You know that felt good. You know that felt
good. Then he said, I want a case of that wine, too, Clay. And I want to sweet. I ain't paying for your wine next time. Give it up.
Dude, you know he's so still BT, salty. BT, do you think, how does this hold up at Chasing? I mean, the Warriors have been a bad road team all year. So this is this is kind of like par for the course, but they've been great at home. Do you think this, like, Kings unflap over this? Yeah, they have. What do you see at Chasing?
I think it comes back 2-2. I think the Warriors, I really do. I think the Warriors win game 3. So that makes the Kings think a little bit, but they're still young. They're still naive a little bit. But game 4 is the one. That's the one where both teams will be putting it out there. And whoever maintains their poise, which you expect that to be the champs. So I say it comes back 2-2. Now, game 5, we know the Warriors have not won on the road since, 2002? Last time they won a road game? I mean, they just can't put on the road. You know, maybe who knows when it was. But that's the one I want to see. Game 4 is the one. I'm going to be back home in L.A. at my house, cooking me a good meal, having a little wine, getting ready for the Lakers series against
you. You should invite Tariq Abdul-Wahad over to the joint to watch it with you, man.
If I can find that dude, I would.
Come on, man. That's your boy.
I send him a text. I go on WhatsApp. I email.
He said WhatsApp.
Like, he said everything.
Man, he ghosted you?
Man, there's a ghost me. I got more friends in Paris than he does now. Maybe it's fine. He won't.
Man, come on, man. That's his team, too.
Go start hanging with Kylian Mbappe, man. You need to get with that soccer crowd, man. Come on. Go to a PSG game.
Let me tell you something. I'll be at that game when I get back home to Paris. You like that one? Back home to Paris.
My boy talking about second residence, Marcus. I get on the Mbappe train, too, because that dude is insane.
Oh, he's a big one, man.
Oh, my Lord.
I just didn't know that Jay-Z and Kanye made a song about BT. I just didn't.
Who knew? Man, so look, so they're going to have to play Steph 40 minutes. That's non-negotiable now. That's it.
Non-negotiable.
He's playing 40. Wiggins, 40. Draymond, 40.
But, you know, I would say this. I learned this from the great Phil Jackson. 40 minutes in the playoffs is not like 40 in a regular season because you have the days off and because of the long timeouts.
Timeouts, right. Yeah.
You find a way to rest with them. And it ain't like Steph is out there playing great defense.
Right.
Now, he's playing adequate defense.
Right.
Right.
But
shoot, adequate helps at this point.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they got a problem, Marcus. They got a problem. They cannot. There's two dudes they can't stay in front of. Period. Fox gets whatever shot he wants. It's a make or miss. He's not. You're not keeping him from his spot. He gets to his spot every time.
Any thought about them playing some zone, mixing in?
Yeah,
zones
they did play some zone. I think that's what they're gonna do with the backups. They got the backups in. Draymond got suspended. They went to, kicked out. They went to a zone.
Yeah.
And it messed with them. They got back in the game. That's the thing they're hanging their hat on. Like, after all that, they played terrible, kicking the ball around. And in the end of the game, like 4 minutes left, it's a tie ball game and they can win, which is
no question.
You would think the champions would be the ones to close, but they're not closing. and they got it home. They got it home. At some point, the only way they win the series is somehow Sacramento cracks. I don't see any cracks yet.
But they're not putting enough pressure on them to crack them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the games, Sac's dictating everything in this the first two games.
No question.
They're responding, but they're not dictating anything.
And they're not even a great defensive team, but they're playing great. Like, Mike, we can't underestimate how Mike Brown, he knows his team. He knows every weakness. Like, he's got them. And, you know, I mean, also, the Warriors are shooting terribly from three.
You
got to figure they'll get hot. If they get hot at home,
they'll be better at home. Yeah,
it'd be much better. I think BT's right. They come back 2-2, but I can see them tricking off one, though.
But hold on, Marcus. Here's the key to the Warriors. I got this. I know what the key is. Let E-40 in the house.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, game three going to be crazy.
I thought he's going to be there, right? It's going to be a hyphy move.
He should be at the scorers table, Marcus.
What?
Sitting next to Dana Jones, you know what I'm saying?
Right?
The whole playlist, the whole game. You know, 40 is 80 million songs.
Right.
Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals, and show you hidden allies so that you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/NBAshow23. That's linkedin.com/NBAshow23 for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/NBAshow23 and get started.
All right, so Marcus had the jet to get. I don't know if he's teaching the class, taking the class. I don't know.
Professor Marcus.
Professor Thompson. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. BT, you mentioned the Clippers, man. So I did not see that coming with your boys. I'm gonna be frank now. I didn't see that coming.
No,
game one
either. No. There were two things. Well, three things. Russell was full Russell.
Complete,
3 for 19 from the
complete
field.
Complete experience.
Can't make a shot. No. But he makes two free throws, pretty much ice the game. But then he puts the icing on top of it by blocking the shot of Devin Booker and then knocking it off of his leg, out of bounds.
And without fouling him.
Without fouling. That's Russell Westbrook. And it's Russell Westbrook to be upset at a fan for calling him disliked, and he goes to bounds.
Of course.
That's what I call the Russell Westbrook experience.
You got the whole experience.
You got the whole package. But look, credit to him.
Yeah.
And then, so for me, that's one. Number two is Kawhi. Kawhi didn't play a whole lot during the regular season because of his load management.
Right.
Now Ty Lue's like, you playing 40 at night because we saved your ass.
No question.
And his response only is, I got you.
Right. Right. And then look like Kawhi. Look like Kawhi again.
Number three is my boy, Coach Tyronn Lue.
Man.
Dude is one of the top five best coaches in the NBA without question. And he's proven it time and time and time again.
Yeah.
He's got them dudes ready to play.
Yes, no question. I've heard, like, Scott Brooks always enabled Russ, too, and gave him a lot of leeway.
Right.
So it's not like nobody's done it before, but I just thought it was so smart of T. Lue to say, I don't care what you – I don't care if you go 3-19. I don't care. Keep playing. Just do the other stuff.
And Russ needed to hear that because it was difficult for him with the Lakers. I mean, that was a tough time.
Yeah.
It didn't fit from the beginning. He tried to make it fit. It wasn't working when he was there last year under Vogel. It worked somewhat this season with Darvin Ham, but he seemed to have this freedom once he got to the Clippers, to the point where the first time I saw him at a Clipper game, when I was covering one on a Saturday, we talked as if he and I had never had any issues with each other. mean, we're talking about, you know, he's like, he goes, what's up, bro? How you doing? Man, Russ,
is that
how
right?
You doing,
is that
said,
right?
And I respond to him. I say, Russ, man, look, I just go to work where they tell me to go to work at. He goes, me too, brother, as you can
right.
see.
Right. Like,
yes.
Right.
Because he's talking about, I've been traded. And I even brought up to him. I said, man, I saw your dad.
Is that
he
right?
Said, okay. I said, he's on the golf course. How's he doing on the golf course? He goes, brother, you know how you're doing. I said, bad. He goes, bad. He's laughing and joking about that. You know, so I have seen a different Russell Westbrook than I saw with the Lakers. He seems to be more comfortable, more at ease, and having a good he's enjoying himself.
Letting him be him, right? You live with all of the good and the bad, right?
Look,
I get it.
That kind of just amazing inherent pressure playing for the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And your home, where you grew up a Kobe Bryant fan, a Shaq fan. Yeah. You know, you grew up with the Lakers. You went to high school there, went to UCLA. Now you come back home, you're thinking, this is going to be great. And it wasn't great. And it's just not easy playing with LeBron James. No, when you're both effective with the ball in your hand,
right, and you can't shoot,
James,
and you can't shoot. You could play with him if you could shoot. Dellavedova could play with LeBron because he could shoot a little, you know. And Russ just can't shoot, you know. So yeah, it was a bad fit, but yeah, I'm glad because when Russ was here with the Wizards, it was there was two times where the Wizards really had some dog in them the last 15 years.
Yes.
Once when Russ, the 1 year Russ was here, and the 1 year Paul Pierce was here, those are the two times they actually, you know what I'm saying?
What did Paul say? What do you say? I call game?
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's the one time they actually played with some legitimate swagger when they had those guys there. And it just tells you what real swagger is as opposed to fake swagger. He got Hachimura to play. Hachimura played great when Russ was here. Was terrific. You know? And so that's why I'm glad to see he respond to LeBron, too, because LeBron's a different kind of leader.
Right.
But he did respond to it, you know, and it seems like he's playing good for them, man. Like, I'm happy for Rui.
We're seeing Rui and LeBron develop a good bond and relationship.
Yeah.
That's, I think, helped him, you know, Rui become the player that they see in him. I mean, probably the funniest story for me was when AD – was talking about, we said, AD, man, what about Rui? He goes, yeah, you know, Rui, he would joke with Rui and Austin Reeves and say, man, Rui, your dunk game ain't that good, man.
Right.
You ain't booking your dunk game. But then Rui shows Austin a video of him dunking on AD.
Right.
But AD's telling the story. He said, hold on. But it was an offensive foul.
No.
He goes, then he comes back. And he gets the dunk on the defensive player of the year.
Yes, he did. Oh, Lord, he posterized that dude. Ooh. Man, he sure did. No question. No, I mean, Rui's kind of mechanical, but every once in a while, this shit comes out every once in a while.
Your way to put it is he is kind of mechanical.
Yeah.
You're right.
Man, so, let me ask you about the Clippers again, because you know the guy that, I shouldn't say shocked me, that's too strong a word. I was surprised that Zubats had as effective a game as he had against Ayton. Like, he really took it to him.
I've known Zoo since he was a rookie in the NBA. To watch his progress, his time with the Lakers, to his time with the Clippers, to what Ty Lue's allowed him to do. He's big, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 7'2". He's got long arms.
Right.
Long body. And he's learned to play his role the right way. If you do a screen and roll with him, he will dunk on you.
Yeah.
He will do that. He knows he does not go outside that little circle area. And his defense is to the point where he knows verticality is important.
Yes.
Making sure that he, on a screen and roll, that he makes sure they don't get around him. If they do, hack it.
Yeah, right.
That's what they do in your basketball, right? He knows that much. But, man, he basically, as you say, was a standoff for DeAndre Ayton. And that's all they needed from him.
That's all they need, right? Because, I mean, Powell did enough, right? They got enough from Powell. They got enough from Mann. You know, they're guys, their other guys but did
Eric
okay.
Eric Gordon hit that big shot late.
He did hit a couple big shots. He sure did. Yes, yes.
And
I was happy for EG.
And they got a guy who's won two MVPs in the finals.
You know, you forget how good Kawhi is until you see him being Kawhi again.
Now, in my experience, he's good because he's like me. Give me the San Diego State. Aztec, baby.
Oh, damn, BT. So where did you watch the final?
Man, I got to the game. Here's the issue. I had tickets for the semifinals.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Leaving Minneapolis, blizzard.
Oh, damn.
Couldn't get there in time.
You got stuck?
Oh, got stuck there. Mm. Get in the airport. When I'm flying, I saw the first half of the game.
Right.
And when I'm flying to Houston from Minneapolis,
yeah.
I get online so I can text people. And I'm texting, what's going on? I'm getting play-by-play from like 10 people. Oh, you guys had the ball. You need to stop. And then he goes,
right.
Game winning shot, buddy. I say, I'm going to play. Buddy. Hey! Calm down. But I did get to the championship game.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
I know. UConn, they're good.
They UConn was good. No, they're good. UConn was good.
It was good to be a fan.
Man, your team was in it
all the time.
Right.
So, but to go and be a fan, have a beer with my best friend from high school, some other friends.
Yeah.
And it was my first time going to a Final Four.
That's great, man. I'm glad you got to go, man. To see your squad in the Final Four. That is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Real cool.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. I'm happy for them, man. That's a great, great achievement. And it's some memories and all that shit. That's great, man.
So you got top alumni. Me, Kawhi. Okay. Kawhi, Tony Grant. I just threw it out there.
T-Gwin, man. All right, so what do you think happens? You think the Lakers win that series, right?
I think they will. I mean, I think they've got some things figured out.
I think they do.
And as you said before, Brandon Clark is not playing. Steven Adams is not playing.
Big losses. And
if Josh does play, he won't be the same player that he was.
They're going to hack at that hand all night,
yes.
As they should, by the way.
They should.
He's
a young player who, based on what I read about him and I see about him, he will not be as reckless as he can be at times, and he'll be careful, and he'll always wonder about that hand.
Yeah,
and if you can't play free, then you can't play at your best.
Right.
And I think that's the case with him because he's going through a lot this season.
Sure, sure.
You know, and so it'll be difficult, I think, for this team. And Dylan Brooks is talking that talk. Here's one thing the Lakers like about Dylan Brooks, when he shoots those threes.
Yeah, keep shooting.
just keep shooting, buddy. You're good with that.
And if you take all some, the threes you want. Come on. Yeah, exactly.
We're cool with that. Now, Bane, you don't want to shoot. You don't want him getting off on you too much.
Right.
But they'll shoot all the threes in the world.
Right.
They'll live
with
the results.
Right. All right. No, I agree with you on that. I think that one's a wrap. Maybe five, maybe six, but it's a wrap. And then I think I'm not giving up on Phoenix yet because it was in the third quarter. They scored like 10 points literally in a minute. Like that's how
they can
do that. You know what I mean? Like they got that kind of firepower. So I'm never going to count them out.
And I think Kevin Durant took one shot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's
something like that.
He scored 27. Come on, man. Like
I read this morning where Monty Williams, the coach.
Yeah.
Phoenix said that it was some clip of defense, but it was also some them not getting him in the ball in the right places, not running plays for him.
Right.
You know, that'll change. You'll get up more than one shot in the fourth quarter this time.
Absolutely. That's why I can't count Phoenix out yet, because between him and Book and CP3 and Aiden, they just got so many guys that can score, man, score big. So, yeah, I don't think it's over, but the Clippers showed me a lot. I was surprised.
I'll tell you why I'm not surprised. Only because, again, I go back to Ty Lue. He's got that team believing that no matter what, they have a chance to win. And if we have a chance to win, put ourselves in position, I'll give you guys the right ammunition.
Yes.
I'll give you guys the right plays. I'll give you, in Russ's case, I'll give you the encouragement to be out there to succeed. Now go out there and get it done.
Right, and go out there,
do your best, and we'll have a chance to win this game. Because, man, look, Ty Lue is a damn good coach, man.
He's a really good coach. One of the best in the league, I think. He's one of the best in the league, man. So it's going to be interesting because I'm thinking of writing something on Doc, because Doc's kind of the dean of black coaches in the NBA now. But I didn't realize T. Lou's been at this a minute now. Like I, yes, you know what has. I mean. Like if you count the assistant time he spent before, I mean he's been coaching for a minute. I didn't, you know, and so he's in. He's right up there with Doc in terms of longevity. You know, so yeah, no, T. Lou's a really good coach. Really good coach,
and they're fun to watch. They got my French brother Nick Batum.
Nick on that 20-minute plan, isn't he?
But here he is, this versatile player that Ty can throw out there.
Yeah, no question.
Plays his role. Terrence Mann, again, right. Plays his role.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows what their job is, and they play it to the fullest.
Yeah, no question. They can't get PG back for this round, right?
It doesn't look that way. It looks like it happens, you know, it'll be the second round if they get there. But then he still has to ramp up.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Maybe
right.
They throw him in like, Golden State through Wiggins then. Just go play 40.
Just go play. PG. Yeah. Just, no.
Figure it out.
That's the best thing to do. All right, BT, my man, as always.
B to the A, to the D, to the A.
Man, I will see you on the road somewhere. Maybe let me out for the second round. Maybe I can get out west.
I hope so. Come on out, hang out with me, man. I got a nice bottle of red for you.
Man, that's my spot. You know that's my wine. Absolutely. All right, y'all. Leave that 5-star review for us on Spotify, Google Play, Apple, wherever you get this fine American podcast. Like Marcus says, if you can't leave 5 stars, keep it to yourself, you haters, or we're going to send Draymond to step on your chest.